But anyway, just in time for Christmas is going to be that movie, Starman or something, about this guy who comes to Earth. You know, we sent that rocket up a long time ago with this little thing on it that has symbols for hello, we're peace-loving people, come visit us on Earth. And sooner or later, you know, if there's intelligent life out there, somebody will receive our little message that we sent, and they'll make their way to Earth. Can you imagine that? From a galaxy far away. Maybe they'll just send one ship. That's all we send. I mean, we just send one ship with a couple of guys in there. Suppose all they send is one ship. Their opinion of Earth will be tempered by what they see upon their first encounter with an Earthling. Suppose the first place they stop is the Grease Palace. Suppose the first Earthling they see is me. Suppose they show up on a night that I'm getting ready for a liaison. They'll probably land their spacecraft deep in the foliage of the Vauxhall Road area. They'll be back in my hedges. You see, they'll fly over my security fence, so I won't know they're there, so I'll have my windows open. They'll be able to see me as I prepare myself. They'll probably file a report back to their planet. This is Exploration Unit 197. We have landed on Earth. We are studying an Earthling. He is bold, proud, semi-grotesque. Apparently he is getting ready for a liaison with female unit. Sensory perceptors reading lips have most unsavory even for the scientific mind. Apparently satisfied that none exist. Pulling on clothing. Instant analysis of clothing reveals it is a suit of clothing apparently made of sea or soccer. He now slaps on some sort of scented liquid. Label reveals it to be Aquavelva. Female unit now arriving in driveway. She's a little beefy, followed by a swarm of flies. He licks his lips in anticipation. He lets her in. Feeding her hors d'oeuvres, apparently Slim Jims, Vienna sausage, big pot of chili dogs on the boil. They're sipping gin from long stem glasses. He's kissing her ear in some sort of mating ritual. He now carries her with visible discomfort up the stairs, levitating now to the sleeping chamber. We see some sort of procedure. Some sort of procedure taking place. A hideous ritual indeed. I must turn away momentarily. Sensory perceptors nearly short-circuited. And now, combustible matter going between their lips. Apparently, they're smoking a camel. He is asking her not to. Something lip the camel. Does not compute, have no data on such expression. Female unit now asleep. Something going on here now. Female unit is asleep. Male unit is beginning to chew off his arm at his shoulder. Male unit has chewed his arm off at his shoulder and is now moving toward television receptor with a six-pack.
For a dose of cool in your carpool, Don't touch that dial. It's the Grease Man on DC 101.